Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nevishesha Sunyavadi Vaskatya Desitarane Vanchakalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patita Nam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So it's a wonderful experience to sit here looking at the faces of so many devotees. Some of you who are here for the second time, some old friends, and some new friends all together. And I would like to say that there's quite a challenge in shifting from the world outside where we came from to the world inside, which is where we want to be. So we're seated here by the side of Giriraj, and we're eagerly awaiting to hear more and more. Giriraj is not, as Maharaj was saying, an ordinary hill. We're not seated in a historic place, a memorial place, but we're actually seated by the side of Krishna's pastime. His leela that took place here is perhaps the most famous of all the leelas of Krishna all over the world. So the Vrindavan and the Govardhan that is seen by the residents of Vrindavan and the Vrindavan we see with our eyes are different, and yet there's a connection between them. And therefore we use our eyes and we look at Giriraj, and we use our ears and we use our heart, and we offer prayers here, and those prayers are extremely valuable. But hundreds of years ago, hundreds and thousands now of years ago, this hill was not small like this. Let me read to you what the hill was like. An exquisite line of mountains called Govardhan stretches down the middle of Vrindavan. Giriraj's thousands of peaks appear like the thousands of hands and feet of the Purusha avatar. Many smaller hills surround these peaks, and many jeweled plateaus and lakes like Radha Kund provide additional beauty. Govardhan holds many difficult to enter caves, and although many snakes surround the valuable sandalwood trees adorning the Malaya mountain, there are no snakes guarding the unlimited treasures found on Govardhan Hill. Lord Shiva holds the moon on his top knot, but Giriraj's peaks touch the moon. Lord Shiva is fearsome, but Giriraj is kind and gentle. Cascading waterfalls caress all sides of Govardhan, and the clear waterfalls rapidly falling from the tall peaks of Govardhan carry the reflections of multicolored jewels and appear like long rainbows. Govardhan offers many thrones made of cooling stones for the sitting pleasure of Krishna. For serving Krishna, there are flower canopies and forests and fields, and fragrant pollen falls to the ground when shaken by the wind. The crystal rocks on Govardhan reflect the blue rays of the sapphires and appear to be like Balaram dressed in blue. And the large emeralds reflected in the golden rocks on Giriraj look like Lord Narayan adorned in his golden dhoti. And the yellow sapphire platforms standing on beds of diamonds appear like Lord Shiva and Gauri. Govardhan is eternally manifest and made of inconceivable precious jewels. Govardhan has surpassed the splendor of Vaikuntha and has become famous as the best of mountains. So my short request to you is that while you're here, please try as much as you can to restrain yourself as far as possible from hearing about the outside world. Try to bring your attention to being here for this special amount of time in this special place with a special group of devotees. And try to take as much advantage as possible of anything that you can that can enter into the flow of your consciousness and remain with you even when you return to wherever you have come from all over the world. This will be Govardhan, Giri Govardhan's gift to you. Thank you, Hare Krishna.